I don't think we should be surprised at all that the Turks were bugging the consulate in Istanbul. The fact of the matter is, Istanbul has been a spying hub for decades. It goes back to the Cold War, it goes back to when the West were spying on the Russians on NATO's far eastern flank. And it is therefore something that the hit squad got very wrong, amongst other things, is the expectation that the building would be bugged. What I discovered in my book was that the Saudis had flown out a team to clean the consulate, to get rid of the bugs, during the week before Jamal Khashoggi's murder. And then the Saudi cleanup team left, and then the Turks bugged it again immediately, so that when the hit squad arrived, they thought it was clean. They thought they weren't being listened to. And apparently they did not use the safe speech room, which most embassies and consulates have, which is a particularly safe area where it's more likely to be less likely to be bugged than anywhere else. So I think it was completely given that the Turks would bug it. The separate question is whether the Turks knew before the killing that it was going to take place. My guess, although I don't know, is that the Turks didn't know, because spying operations are so widespread that Turkish spies are not listening to conversations in real time. There is so much that is shocking about this case. I think the transcripts that I obtained of the conversations inside the consulate are truly shocking. The extent of premeditation, the fact that Saudi diplomats and intelligence officers were discussing capturing Jamal Khashoggi just after he had left the consulate on the last Friday in September, and they knew he was coming back on the 2nd of October, and the conversations of them plotting what to do. And then the other bit of the conversation which shocked me was to hear Dr. Tubeghi, the forensic scientist who is part of the hit squad, and he is asked at one point, will the body and hips fit in this bag? And Tubeghi says, no, Jamal is a tall man, he has buttocks like a horse, is the phrase which is on the transcript. And so they are already thinking about how they are going to dismember this body. It's absolutely horrific. The one thing which is missing from this whole case, and I don't believe the CIA or anybody else has it, is the alleged kill order from the Crown Prince to anybody, including the hit squad who travel to Istanbul. There is an awful lot of other evidence, but perhaps the most damning indictment of the Crown Prince is the comprehensive cleanup operation, which lasted for a couple of weeks before the Turkish police were allowed to enter the consulate and the residence. That, along with the fact that two of the planes which carried the hit squad had diplomatic clearance, and that two members of the 15-man hit squad were carrying diplomatic passports, and several members of the hit squad, we know, were members of the Royal Guard units which protect the Crown Prince. One reading of the killing is that it was to send a message to Saudi and other Arab dissidents who are living in, particularly in Istanbul, to keep quiet and not to cause trouble, and that it was therefore a deliberate shot across the bows, if you like, of President Erdogan, and a very personal insult to him, because Khashoggi was a friend of his, a friend of Yasin Akhtar, who was a senior member of the AKP party, And this happened on Turkish soil, so the president took it, understandably, and very personally. Although I think you have to conclude that this was a crime of opportunity, in the sense that the Saudis knew that Khashoggi was coming to Istanbul to collect this document from the consulate. So this was an opportunity for them, which they obviously took. Well, I spoke to somebody in the presidential palace in Ankara, and he said essentially what the strategy was to get the international press, probably more than the Turkish press, to put the case about Saudi Arabia out there, to almost use the press as a proxy for the Turkish government making direct accusations. So President Erdogan has always been very careful not to impugn King Salman. It's not a strategy which has worked. Relations between Turkey and Saudi Arabia are still in a very bad place. Relations between Turkey and the United States are still in a very bad place. The death of Jamal Khashoggi has not formed the bridge to better relations between Turkey, a NATO ally, and the United States that you might have thought would have taken place. I think the Crown Prince's initial reaction was dismay. I think he was surprised and shocked at the global reaction. I think the issue for the West is less one of punishing him and more one of saying to him, don't do this again. I don't think he's been given a free pass. I think he's been given a warning. I think this is a very sad time for journalists, that we should remember that Jamal Khashoggi was a journalist, that this was a state-sanctioned murder. Whether the Crown Prince was involved or not, it was carried out by employees of the state. It also happened at a time when Donald Trump has been tweeting vociferously about, and critically about, the press, and suggesting that they are enemies of the people. And I fear that an environment has been created in which journalists are less safe.